Welcome to the Fittest Podcast in Oakland, where your favorite coaches talk everything to help make you a better person inside and outside the gym. The Fittest Podcast in Oakland. This week, we're talking eat your veggies. It's May. It's time. Spring is here. It's sprung. Summer's coming. And the vegetables are coming out of the garden. So let's eat them. We all know why, or we should. So let's figure out how to eat more veggies, how to enjoy more veggies, and all the benefits they bring us both inside the gym and outside the gym. So sit back, listen up, and let's learn all about veggies.
But I've done a lot of dumb stuff. Oh, are we recording?
That was perfect timing.
I'm closing a door. Studio on. Okay.
Oh, goody.
You said I had to work on my voice.
Yes, always, but that wasn't what I was meaning by that.
Recording starts.
I think it was what I mentioned there of thinking before we speak.
Oh.
But someone should probably warn you when they're hitting the button of record, and he doesn't want to.
I think it's much more charming the other way. Let's just be real.
And it's much more entertaining for myself.
So fun.
Which is all I care about.
Yeah.
So
we're recording.
We are.
We're recording something amazing.
You're really stretching for a transition, aren't you?
Educational. Are we going to educate, elevate, or entertain?
Hopefully all three.
Yay.
I mean, that's always the goal of these, is to educate, elevate, and entertain. So usually there's some education portion. Usually we motivate or help you change in some way. And we at least entertain ourselves.
Yeah, we definitely entertain ourselves. Yeah. So. Well, I would say this is, I'm not going to say, how do we say this? The subject matter isn't like super riveting in it, but we're going to try to make it a little more interesting.
It is riveting. The problem is, Robin, you and I are so fed up with saying this one 90 times that it is riveting, because every once a month, someone will come to me with a Netflix documentary on why they should be eating more plants.
Yes.
So obviously it's riveting, because you all will watch that documentary and listen to that, but you won't listen to me when I say, hey, you haven't eaten a vegetable in 3 days. You might want to try.
Well, and yes, and we have done multiple podcasts on this, but I think we'll call this like a reminder, kind of like a little poke. Like, yes, we know everyone knows, obviously we're talking about vegetables, but everyone knows they should eat more vegetables. So we're not teaching you that. You probably already know all the reasons we're going to give you, but we're going to go over them. But maybe you just needed to hear it today. So get that little like reinvigoration, that little motivation to eat more veggies.
Well, and it depends on where you are in your journey.
For real. Right?
That's why they tell you to reread famous books, because it's always a different book, dependent upon your life and perspective at the time. So,
okay. Give me an example of a book you read twice in different seasons of your life.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh,
I try and read it every year.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to be an asshole.
Is that what that book teaches you?
Yes. It's legitimately how to not be an asshole.
Oh, I already know that. I'm so delightful. I don't need that book.
Note to self. Sneak this book onto Robin's,
TBR.
The TBR?
That's a book reference. I just learned that. I'm like kind of into like book podcasts right now.
Oh, okay.
TBR. It's your to be read.
I'm going to sneak it onto your Audible without telling you. And all of a sudden, I don't think it's Dale Carnegie. It's someone else, but he has a very nice voice. He tells you all the stories. It's
great. Oh, that's nice.
And it's good. Like, it's one of those books you should read every year.
Audiobooks make me go to sleep in a good way, but I have to read the book. Read it. I have to be like actively reading it.
That's good. Yeah. What I do is I listen and then determine if I should read it. Like the Gabrielle Lyon book. I've listened to it and now I'm debating whether I think I'm going to skim it. because there was a lot of information in there that I liked and needed to like re-retain, but it was more of a textbook than a like than a non-fiction or fiction book.
So kind of dry?
No, not dry, more like lists of examples or kind of case studies. It was entertaining, but more textbook-like entertaining, not, how do I say it? It's like Kelly and Juliet's book, Built to Move.
Mm-hmm.
That has more entertainment, but it's still closer to a textbook than I would say a,
Born to Run
or, well, like Supple Leopard to me is a textbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like in between that, where it's like full on like pictures and diagrams and textbook versus like Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, where they're telling stories and things like that. And that's what How to Friends and Win Friends and Influence People is kind of like. Example would be Gabrielle Lyons is closer to a textbook than the Bible, even though the Bible is a set of stories and proverbs and ideas to give you guidance in life. Which is why everyone should read it, not for the religious aspects, but for the like
parables,
lessons, and like go, oh yes, we have to change the way we think in the world, throughout the world.
And also the historical content of, oh my God, I'm so glad we don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant by change your,
yeah.
There's some things like, not even like the really bad stuff. There's like some simple things that you're like, yeah, I'm glad we don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. More like food hygiene stuff or like...
It's the stoning for every little thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would have been stoned so many times now. Yeah. And that just sounded funny. Yeah.
That's why I giggled. What? Yeah.
Anyway, let's get off the Bible. Let's get a little too controversial.
For well, me. The Bible is the same thing as your meal plan, which hopefully you've been doing in March.
Great segue.
Because that should be your biblical reference for each week and how you should determine your path forward in life.
All right. We're going to talk about meal planning, right? I got to say
something. Robin pivoted real fast. She's like, oh, Ben is going back to my school days. I don't like this.
This is a little triggering.
I'm starting to get shakes. I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about this next week. Also, I feel like we're going to lose all of our audience. No.
You don't want to lose our audience.
No. Although
I could tell you some really fun church school stories if you want. Anyway, meal planning. So... I have a funny take on. So I think I overdid the meal planning. I think I went too far.
Uh-oh.
So the last 2 weeks I've done like such good job meal planning that I had too much food left over at the, it's a great problem to have, but it's like, oh man, I have like too many chicken bowls and overnight oats and I didn't eat everything. And now I got to eat all this stuff. And I have to trim it back. I think a little bit.
So your plan was in excess. So now you have to adjust the plan be in
balance.
Balance. There we go. Yep. Okay. But you did the prepping, you did the trying, and you found something successful.
Yeah.
That's good. So.
Yeah, I've gotten to the end of my feeding window and been like, oh, I'm done. Like, I have more food, but I can't eat it now. So, yeah.
Yeah. I have discovered one good and one bad. The good news is we figured out, and this is a trick for all of you. What is his name? It's like Stealthy Health or Stealthy Something Health Food. Anyway, it's one of the Instagram influencers that I like who does a lot of simple protein meals, on the internet. And he does a series of crockpot meals that are all kind of pasta based. So basically it's like, what can I throw in a crock pot really quickly and turn into pasta dishes for the week?
Yes. Stealth Health Life.
Yeah. That guy. Yeah. So he has a bunch of really good, simple crock pot recipes. They're massive. So one, you might want to cut the recipe in half. Cause all the recipes make 10 meals. So now they're all freezable and all of this. And actually I've frozen them and unthawed them. They're easily reheatable because it's just like...
frozen and unthawed?
Well, so you know how you put something in the fridge.
But aren't those the same thing? Isn't unthawing freezing?
No. Oh. Wait, No, thawing. Yeah, you're right.
Damn. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call you out because you could do that to me way more.
But no, that was not a good word slip. Oh, Jesus.
It made me laugh. Okay, you can freeze and thaw, and you've done it before, and they taste just fine.
Well, so it's like it's a better version of a lean cuisine. Mm. So if you've ever eaten one of those frozen meals, mm-hmm. or like Annie's does them, they're decent in a pinch, but I feel like these are better. Also, you can put your own seasonings in them. You can make them way better than the mass produced items.
So he says, I like this. He says, indulgent and nostalgic foods made healthier.
Yeah. So like his little swaps are like, he does a queso mac and cheese. But he puts chicken in it. So it's got a crap ton of chicken in it. You don't have to do that. You could do your protein source. Oh,
there it is. I see it.
He does protein noodles. And I know some of my Italians will come from my head with this, but I can't tell the difference.
Okay.
If they're prepped well, and this could go for any pasta. If you don't cook the pasta well, it sucks. But if you cook the pasta well, it's great. And then he changes out the way in which he does the sauces. So he uses like cottage cheese or Greek yogurt and other things that have more protein in them than the typical creams, milks, and things like that. And to the lay person, it is just as creamy, just as delicious, and just as like, you can't tell the difference. Mm. And my wife loves them. So what we figured out was if we did that prep for her, and that's our Sunday dinner. Mm-hmm. So fresh, we eat it Sunday, and then it's in a giant Tupperware or in the freezer all week. And all she has to do is scoop some of it into a pot on the stove and turn it on.
Okay.
And it heats right back up like any other mac and cheese, pasta, you know, like any other thing you've ever re-prepped like that, that's super easy. And it's super simple because it's like reheating soup. You know, like soups, it's perfect for reheating. It's easy, simple, like, and you don't have to microwave it. You can, if you're a microwaver or air fry it, but it's like, boom, 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 done for her. She can literally put it there, feed kiddo, and then have it ready for her when the kiddo's down. It's like, oh, this is a no brainer. So my problem is I didn't figure out how to put that into my meals during the week. So that's my fault, but that would be more planning on my part, which I don't have the bandwidth to do at the moment. So I got to work through that. The bigger thing I still have to figure out and plan is restructuring my schedule for food because I'm still eating way too late at night. Not because I'm trying to intermittent fast or anything like that. It's I just have too much food to eat at the end of the day.
Yeah, and no, so you gotta put it in your schedule.
Yeah. And so that's the tricky part.
I think a lot of people that I've talked to also have that issue. They keep putting it off, or they just forget, or they're just so busy. And then at the end of the day, they're like, oh, and then they eat too much because they're starving and then they feel gross and they can't sleep as well. You know, it's just this whole slippery slope.
Exactly. Well, and it's the whole caloric issue too, where you snack on high calorie foods during the day that aren't filling. You know, you grab the bars, you grab this, you walk by Karen's desk and you grab the M&Ms, whatever. You know, you're just grabbing something and grazing as you go through the day, not contemplating the fact that you're eating. And then you get home at night, you're starving. You've had a long, tough, stressful day. Maybe you've gone to the gym, maybe not, but it's hard. And so now you're like, just feed me. And you eat a massive dinner.
Yeah. Or you pick up something on the way home that isn't ideal.
Exactly. And it's those pieces in part that now all of a sudden our normal calorie intake of, say you're at 2,200 calories a day, is now 2,500 calories a day. Just because you didn't set yourself up for sustainability through the day. And this is why so many people have success with intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. It's because now it forces them to do it earlier in the day. Not to mention all the things Robin mentioned around sleep, da 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 da. Oh, by the way, I realized we just picked the wrong healthy habit to remind ourselves on. We're supposed to be sleeping better. Which should tell you all the problems in Ben's life that he's not getting enough sleep because he has a bad memory.
We're recapping March instead of April.
Yep, because it's April. And forgetting
do
that
we
this...
Wanna,
this
do we want to start over?
No, this no? is beautiful.
Okay, so we recap March and now we're going to record April. I mean, recap April.
But this should tell you that Ben and Robin are not getting enough sleep because our brains are not functioning at a
I was right there with you in March. Level. I was like, yeah, we just finished March.
Yep.
And then we didn't.
So I'm just going to put my sweatshirt over my face, make myself scream into it. And now we're back into April. Yes. So yeah, Ben's not.
It's just an extended recap. Okay. Well, let's move on to April.
Well, this leads right into it. When I have to eat late at night, it means I have to stay at the gym later to eat, which means I get home later, which means the other work I get done is later, blah, blah, blah. Now you have this continuous cycle of, oh shit, this is all later. Yeah. And so now, no matter how hard I try, I go to bed later. So things I'm going to start playing around with is there might be a fundamental shift of Ben's just going to say, fuck it for a week and be really grumpy. I apologize in advance. Uh-huh. And wake up early every single day. Uh-huh. And force himself then to go to bed earlier. Because that's the only way in the past it has worked. In my kind of purview is once you say, nope, this is the time, you have to get out of bed, you have to do this.
Your issue is it's hard to go to sleep at night.
No, the issue is there's things that have to be done. And my level of productivity at night does not improve that done timeness.
So you want to get up early so you can do stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm more productive earlier in the day.
Yeah, same.
Like Robin has a limit, 3 p.m. You won't get much productivity out of Robin past 3 p.m.
Well, I mean, it's a little later than, yes.
Is it?
I mean, I won't have clients that late.
Yeah.
But I do my paperwork and stuff later.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that is where we now see the drop, and that's okay. We all have this. Some of you have it in the morning. You're not a morning person. You wake up early and you're like, dude, I need 2 more hours and 2 more coffees before the brain is functioning.
Got it.
Totally fine. Some of us are like, oh, it's hit 5 p.m. There's no more function happening in this brain, and now everything's downhill. So
I know people always say that, like, I got an email from you at 4:30 this morning. I'm like, yeah, because that's when I do that.
Someone got mad at me because I replied to them in the same day, but it was at 11 p.m. And they were like, well, you sent me that at 11 p.m. I'm like,
that's why I like the within 24 hours, because then you have the whole thing.
Did you want me to wait till today to reply to you?
People that are listening, you know, when you're interacting with the public most of your job, you don't have time to sit at your desk and write emails until after you're done interacting with the public. So you got to wait.
Well, and also, does it matter? Did it impact you?
Yeah, sometimes.
No.
I like that you told me that you put your phone in a different room in our sleep podcast, because now I don't wait to text you. I just text you whenever I feel like it. And yep. I know I don't feel bad. Nope. So that's been great.
Yep.
Okay. So I hope your sleep gets better with these new changes. And I am going, personally, I don't have too many issues sleeping, but my Whoop calculates my deep in REM. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to work more on the quality as opposed to the quantity. So stopping eating sooner, less alcohol are really the two that I find impact. And then, of course, keeping stress level so you're not up thinking about crazy stuff all night. And then I have a dog that's decided that 3:30 is when we wake up for no particular reason. So he will go away and I can go back to sleep, but it's like this weird thing. So
got to just put him in someone else's room.
No, he just needs to learn. Like, this is not the, anyway, it's just kind of weird. I'm like, why is this happening right now?
We see our difference in parenting styles.
Hey, when it was kids, I was very strict about all of that. This is a dog. It's like a grandkid. I don't have to be strict.
Exactly. See, this is the difference.
But yeah, when it was my children and sleep, it was like, Ed had it's a problematic nickname, but he had a nickname for me about how I managed the sleep. But anyway, I was definitely a strict sleep person.
Good.
So yeah, I mean, again, if sleep is your issue, I feel for you. That's a really big one, and everything else kind of, anything you can do to improve your sleep. We are going to, I don't know, before this comes out, hopefully we will have put out some more sleep tips in our social media. Mm-hmm. I believe we'll be doing some of that too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, everyone, on sleep. I think we need to move on to, okay, we went through March and April, and now we're into May. So the healthy lifestyle for May is eat your veggies. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go down a list of, even though you know it, but we're going to get really sciencey here and talk about what are the benefits?
Well, and hopefully one of these grabs you as a motivator.
Because when I was looking at it, I get really frustrated with like, eat vegetables it for maintaining good health. It's like, what? Like, I need more specifics. So then Ben got to, with his little white whiteboard, he got to specifying.
Ben found other lists.
Ben found some ways to, yeah.
Go in a little deeper. He got a little sciencey.
All right. You want me to list and then you can
pick one, yeah.
Well, I like improve gut digestion. We hear a lot about, at least on the Tiki Talk, mm-hmm. about your your gut genome. Not genome.
Your digestive tract and your microbiome. Within your digestive tract matters. Oh, AKA, boy. You need the bacteria.
The good bacteria.
The good bacteria. So what's funny is people will supplement this with different prebiotics and things like that. Also, they'll supplement multivitamins. It was a joke where I talked to Robin the other day, and she's like, you know how I know I'm getting enough B vitamins? My P is neon. Might be TMI for some of you, but also notice that if that is happening to you when you take multivitamins or vitamins, that does mean...
No, it reminds me if I haven't taken them.
That too.
Yeah.
It's telling you, you might be getting too much. Now it's hard because two things here. One, it's hard to change the dose of a vitamin that you buy because it comes in a capsule. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those capsules you cannot break in half. Two, it's not necessarily a bad thing because a lot of them, if you look at the price per capsule, is stupid cheap. Like, I'm talking pennies cheap, you know. So it's tricky to change that. Three, the big thing, and this is where the vegetables come into play, if they set up the gut, and this includes the intestines and all the other things, to process better, that will help that process into you more.
Right.
So maybe instead of having to take it every day, maybe you need to take it every other day, and that keeps you flowing and rolling and all of that. So what vegetables do is they better help bind and process the bacteria in the gut, AKA you want the food that you eat to be digested, not just poop.
Absorbed, not necessarily just excremented out.
Yes, that word. Excreted.
Excreted. Absorbed, not excreted.
And this is where we'll talk later about fiber and why that's important and all of that. But this is the big thing, is a lot of the vegetables that we have are secretly the vitamins and minerals that we're lacking. Mm-hmm. So that's one way you can help the system process your vitamins and minerals better, because they set the playing field for you. It's like when you come to the gym and everything's set up for you to do a workout, it's so much easier to perform the workout.
Yeah. Enhance immunity and combat illness.
Nobody wants scurvy. So I always think of this with scurvy because it's easy to think of. A lot of vegetables have more vitamin C than fruits. So if you get the right vitamin dose, you can help your immune system combat simple diseases like scurvy.
Yeah.
So it's another way to put the right chemicals, for lack of terms, in your body to fight off the bad guys.
Yeah. So that you don't have to live with the symptoms, which is nobody likes being sick. Mm-hmm. And if you tend to get sick a lot, this was one place to, there's many places, but this is one place you might want to look at.
Yeah.
All right. Manage weight loss. Everybody's favorite.
It is really, really hard to overeat fruits and vegetables, especially when they are not processed. If they're in their raw form or their simple cooked form, which I guess is a slight bit of processing, it's really hard to overeat them. The best example of this is potatoes versus potato chips. A bag of potato chips is 4 potatoes, mm-hmm. give or take. I think we could all raise our hands and say we could eat a bag of potato chips, mm-hmm. you know, pretty easily. But if I told Robin, you need to sit here and eat these four giant potatoes that have just salt and pepper on them, and they're, we'll say they're roasted. We'll give you roasted.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Robin would probably throw her steak knife and fork at me after about 1.5 potatoes.
Yeah, that's too much.
And I would even be surprised if she got through that before her restraint was lifted and needed to stab someone. So that's the whole thing. It's like, it's really, really hard to overeat these foods, and they process much better than processed foods. So I think that made sense. So that's kind of where we're coming at with the weight control.
Yeah. So, and most of them are very low calories. So you can eat a lot and not be hungry and still not put on a lot of extra weight. So they're great. They're filling, all of that for weight loss. Also, you know, people that are like, I emotionally eat. We've all heard that term. Mm-hmm. Emotionally eat a carrot. Emotionally eat a bag of broccoli, because you get a lot of, you get a lot of that aggression out with your chewing and all of that stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's good.
Or just come to my 6 p.m. class and I'll ask you what you're mad about today. And then we'll do ball slams for everybody in the room.
And then eat a carrot and you're going to be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Boosted energy level. Woo-woo.
Again, when your biological system has the proper fuel and the proper micronutrient balance, you run better. Think of your computer. Think of your car. Think of whatever system you're working on daily. When it has the right fuels, right levels of ingredients and balances, you strive better. Also, it's really hard to spike your insulin levels, your glucose with a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to give you a natural drip versus a spike drip. So keep that in mind.
And the crashes, yeah.
So this is where, like, through the day, vegetables are great. Pre-workout, not the best. You probably want a piece of fruit instead.
Yeah.
And that's where you can now manage that and go, oh, okay, I'll eat my orange right before I work out. So I get the nutrient spike. So I have all the energy while I work out. And then I'll eat my vegetables after. So it helps bring me down to rest and digest.
Okay. And then I'm going to lump these in a big bucket, but combats disease.
Yeah. There's like three on there. Like there's
cancer,
chronic disease, cancer,
and cardiovascular.
And technically, we'll talk the eyes separately, but technically that's a disease too.
And all of those can go back to inflammation.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. But I want to talk that one separate too, because there's another one there.
Yeah.
So when the system, again, it all goes back to vitamins and minerals, and vegetables are one of the best ways in which to do this. Also, this is how the body starts to run systems better and fight off things. Robin's favorite buzzword when I wrote it down, oxidative stress.
Oxidative stress, yeah.
So this helps you fight off the oxidative stress, process the oxidative stress, and work through the oxidative stress. Did I cover all that?
Yep, things? And this is in relation specifically to cancer or abnormal tumor cells,
mm-hmm.
You know? This is going to help your body go, no, you don't belong here.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to things like blood pressure and heart health and things like that, when the chemicals within the blood, aka the micronutrients, the minerals, are balanced appropriately, the blood flows better. And so this is where we talked about the gut processing things better. If you have enough potassium, it will balance the sodium and vice versa. This is why when you look at electrolyte supplement, they balance three things, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. And when you have those balanced right, your blood is like a rushing river versus a still beaver pond.
Mm.
And so, or like it's smooth and quick like water versus thick and gunky like honey.
Yeah.
Of course, you do need a little, like, we don't want to have too thin of blood. You know, that's another problem. But it'll help the blood flow better. And when the blood flows better, energy goes to systems better. Cells get reproduced better, blah, 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 blah. You can now have white blood cells fight bad things better. And that's where all these diseases kind of chronically can get kind of reduced. Same thing with cancers. and fighting off the bad mutations that we see from things and all of those. So almost everyone I've known who's gotten a cancer diagnosis, it has come with some type of fruit and vegetable diet to combat it.
Mm-hmm.
In a bunch of different ways. And it helps. It doesn't solve, but it definitely helps.
And prevents.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go into eye health.
Mm-hmm. So this is, if I say this right, macular degeneration.
Yeah.
AKA, why do certain people at a certain age pull out a certain pair of fashionable eyewear to read menus late at night? So if we look at the vitamins that are required for that. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. I can remember some of the foods. It was like,
you wrote lutein.
Yes. Lutein is the vitamin. So when you, no, lutein is for, something else.
Mm, you put it next to eye health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you put,
Zaxanthin.
Zaxanthin.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, it's vitamin A, right? They talk about Bugs Bunny and the carrots and seeing.
Yep. So carrots, celery, other leafy greens. When you have more lutein, that actually slows that process of eye health.
All right,
yeah. In that. And that was the other thing. Those others tied to the one above it too. And or maybe it's below it. Go scroll down for me real quick. Oh no, I'm mixing up lutein with lycopene.
We'll get to that.
Oh geez. Too many L words. Anyway, so basically this is like performance enhancing drugs for your eyeballs.
Mm.
Now, will it take you from 2020 to 2030? I can't remember which way that's supposed to go. Probably not. But if it slows that degeneration, woohoo. So this is the trick there.
Yeah.
And those type, it's like little supplements that you now can take through nature's goodness.
Yeah. No side effects.
No side effects.
Does that mean?
Well, maybe, side effects. Yeah. But like, well, again, so I'm going to go with that. Let's actually jump to that real fast. Because this is where like all the carnivore people will come at me or like this or that. And I'm like, okay, hold on. Are you eating something that you are actually subtly allergic to or can't process?
Yeah.
And that will cause a bad side effect.
Yeah.
So yes. Now, at the same time, if you have eaten meat, if I eat too much kale, y'all don't see me for a day because I stay in the bathroom. Mm. Or if I eat too many fibrous vegetables in one sitting, I get made fun of for the gas I pass.
Yes.
And that's just where that is a side effect, but it just goes to tell me I've overdone something.
Yeah.
And this is just a natural thing. It's the same reason why you get overly sore in a muscle group when you've overdone it in a workout.
Right.
It's not a bad thing. It's just now a warning sign. So if you change from there, it's a good thing. And this is, again, with anything. You can die from drinking too much water. You can die from having too much sunlight. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have them. It's now find the right dose at the right time for yourself. And that's where these kind of things come into. So the reason why some people see success on a diet like carnivore is, one, they cut out a bunch of other processed foods. Two, they didn't realize they might be allergic to certain vegetables or unable to process them. What is it?
Food sensitivities, intolerances.
Yes. But it's like FODMAP or like, what's the one? Nightshades.
Yeah.
Certain people have problems with nightshades.
Some people like with beans.
Exactly.
Be a little bit of an anti-nutrient. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so that's where like when I talk to people about it, I'm like, okay, try this, but notice these things. Also notice that these other things are going to come into play too. And if you start to balance that, it'll start to work. So it's like anything, like eat your fruits and vegetables. But if you ate a whole tub of Brussels sprouts that's ginormous, expect for some flatulence, you know, and things like that.
Yeah. All right. Nutrients and fibers. We kind of went through that. The natural vitamins.
Yeah. The big thing with fiber is if you don't have nice, solid logs.
You're loving this.
No, I'm not loving this, but it needs to be said. If you have little pebbles or bricks, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Or you're not going every day, something's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So this, and again, this is healthy digestion. And it's like, well, why does that matter, Ben? It's like, you want to process what you eat. Mm-hmm. One from like a, I'm spending money on good food. I don't want to let it go to waste, partially. Two, you care about being better because you're eating these healthy foods. If I told Robin, hey, eat all these fruits and vegetables, and she sees worse things from it, she's going to go back to whatever else she was eating.
Yeah.
And everybody does this. And that's why it's so important, because we want the best for ourselves. So that's where the fiber comes in, and it'll help process more of the good food that you're eating. Also, it won't make you feel as bloated, as like dehydrated, other things that make you feel like poop.
Literally and figuratively. Okay. And also, if you circle back to manage weight loss, fiber mm-hmm. will slow down the spikes of blood sugar, that kind of crashing, those cravings. A lot of cravings can be stopped or slowed with or muted with fibrous foods. So
this is why they tell you to eat the vegetables and fruits, not drink the juices.
Yeah.
Because sure. The fiber is missing in the juices. Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Inflammation control, which inflammation is kind of a garbage term, and it really covers almost everything we've already talked about.
I'm going to the reason why I put this on the list, not for the disease factors. A lot of us complain about inflammation around training. Joint hurts, I feel too sore.
Yeah.
I'm not recovering well enough. When we get the proper vitamin and mineral basis, we now recover from things better. So our joints start to feel better. Our soreness from doing 150 wall balls starts to diminish slightly. Mm-hmm. That's where the vitamin, like, so say you're like, Ben, I have perfect health. I have none of these chronic disease markers, blah, blah, blah. Nothing in my family. I am the picture perfect of health. Okay. Well, would you like to be able to perform better in the gym and have less soreness? I think everybody would say yes. And that's where fruits and vegetables can help you with that and kind of trick that system into working.
Yep. And then skin.
This was a fun one. So one, it helps you retain water mm-hmm. and hydration. So now your skin is going to glow better because it's better hydrated.
That dewy look.
Yes. This is another one I didn't realize. Tomatoes. Tomatoes help skin elasticity, and that's the lycopene. Mm-hmm. And so what made me laugh is I go, oh yeah, I've never seen someone sunburnt in a country that eats a lot of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. They more have beautiful tan skin tones. So
there you go.
There you go.
Right here.
So if you're like, Ben, I hate sunscreen, or Ben, I always have to wear sunscreen, blah, blah, blah. We'll eat more tomatoes of all types and varieties.
But also wear your sunscreen.
Yes. But it can do both.
Yeah.
So if you're like, Ben, the sunscreen's really freaking annoying. Well, if you eat enough tomatoes, it will help combat that as well.
There you go.
So maybe you don't have to do the super thick paste sunscreen that feels terrible. Maybe you can do a little bit less.
Got it.
To help both sides.
All right. So, I mean, I've said this a million times in many podcasts, but almost anything wrong with your body or preventing disease, anything, the look of your hair, your skin, your nails, your digestion, everything, you look it up, menopause, hormones, everything. And almost the first top three are always, you know, dark leafy greens, fiber, vegetables, you know, vitamins. So it is not necessarily a panacea, but man, the more vegetables you can eat, the better. There's mm-hmm. no downside here, really. So in that spirit, we have put a list of tips together to help you mm-hmm. to eat more vegetables. Mm-hmm. And we've said these before, but let's go through them quickly. Be mm-hmm. sneaky. I love the be sneaky.
Put it in everything.
Yeah.
Chop it thinner, put it in sauces, dump it in stews, dump it in soups. Yes, it can go in your quesadilla. Mm-hmm. Yes, it can go in your smoothies.
Your scrambles. Yeah.
Basically, you can mix them into anything and very subtly not change the flavor profile.
Yeah, your pastas, you put on your burgers, just throw it everywhere.
Yep.
Cool. Sandwiches. Mm-hmm. All right. Have someone else cook. Buy them pre-made.
Exactly. Or if you suck at making vegetables, just like, Ben, every time I do Brussels sprouts, they turn out terrible because I only know how to steam and boil them. Well, go to a nice restaurant order some Brussels sprouts. Yeah. You will find out that they're far more delicious.
It's so good.
And then from there, guess what you can do? Sir, ma'am, may I have another serving of those to take home? They will bring them to you in a nice, lovely box that you can reheat and enjoy.
Yep. Have them prepared, kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm.
So this is the batch prep them. So chop all your Brussels sprouts at the beginning of the week.
Oh, and that's then you meant by that.
And then throw them in there. Well, that, or...
or have them prepared by someone else.
Yes, that too. Like, I do mine. Half of my vegetables are that. But the other half I mass prepare on Sundays.
Yeah.
So, and it's easy. Like, I know my green bean recipe. I throw it in the oven. I'm doing 10 other things around the house. I pull them out 20 to 30 minutes later. Boom, they're done. I got veggies for the week that I don't mind reheating and recooking.
Okay.
And they're pretty simple to do. And you can do this in about every different way, especially if you hate leftovers. Just have them prepped and ready. Have the carrots chopped so you can grab them and eat them. Like that type of stuff.
And put them, I like this one too, put them in little individual containers. So you're not like, oh, I have this big bin of carrots, but I have to grab some. Even that's simple, but
yeah.
Substitutions.
This is the Flying Dutchman at In-N-Out. Instead of a bun, you have onions or lettuce patty, you know, like lettuce wraps instead of tortillas, like things like that. Like, can you still have the tortillas and the buns? Yes. Hell yes. But for me, who's going to eat two cheeseburgers, maybe one of them only has a bun and one of them has lettuce.
Yep.
Or I do half and half type situations. You know?
Cauliflower rice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Zoodles, squash. What are
zucchini?
Zucchini noodles. That's zoodles. But what are the butternut squash noodles?
I don't know.
There's some
boodles.
I don't know. There's some other like basically, if it's some type of, I don't know what those are called vegetable wise, but squashes, cucumbers, zucchinis, you can make noodles out of them.
Yeah. Or you could just roast the crap out of a bunch of squash and put it in the bottom of the bowl instead of pasta. Yep. It does not have to be complicated.
Also, cauliflower can be a great substitute for things like tempura, things like buffalo wings. Like, you can do cauliflower chips. Oh, my God.
I love buffaloed cauliflower. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
And if you roast it well enough, you can still get the same crisp.
Yeah.
All that same things. Yeah. So definitely try those things.
And that leads us to try new recipes.
Yes.
There are so many, and you don't have to buy anything. Just go on the interwebs. There are so many great recipes. People have found amazing ways to cook vegetables and make them taste good.
I talked about that guy earlier on Instagram.
Yes.
Like there are 900 of those people.
Yes.
And they're all combating and coming up with new things and creative things.
And so, figure out what you like. Like, exactly. I know I'm like, right now I'm in this whole chopped salad phase, but it has to be like really tiny chops. I watch people do it. I'm like, oh, that's how I want to eat it. I'll probably get sick of it. You know, I do that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it, where you get obsessed with something and then you get so sick of it, you'll never look at it again.
Yeah. You're one of those people who gets obsessed, eats it 900 times, and then will never eat it for 9 more years, you know, type situations. So, and that's okay. So,
and then let's talk about farmers markets.
Farmers markets. Go be sold.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, it's so dirty. No, like
dirty.
Well, some people feel dirty when they're getting sold something because they feel like they're getting taken advantage of and all this. And so sometimes I feel like that.
Not at the farmer's market.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's mainly because they are selling you a product. It is a good product. It is good for you. Now, some of them, like the crystal lady who's trying to tell me that this crystal's going to change my whole entire personality. I'm like, I don't know.
Okay. But go to the veggie people.
But the little sweet farmer gal who's like, oh, have you tried this and this and this? And I'm like, no, I will try that. And sometimes it goes fantastically, and sometimes it sits on my counter and goes bad, both literally and figuratively, and that's okay.
But even before you get sold, just go to the farmer's market because you'll see what's in season, and you can feel good about where it comes from and what the impact has been environmentally, and it's just kind of laid out, and it's very pretty, and it's not super overwhelming. And then, ask him, like, I do a lot of asking about, what do I do with this? Especially if it's something weird and I'm like, what is this? I've never seen this, or I've seen it, but I don't know what to do with it. Like squash blossoms, for instance, that kind of stuff. Like ask, they'll tell you.
Somebody is creative enough to make something that you will love.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the internet, whether it's a farmer's market. I haven't found these people in the produce sections much. I find them more behind the meat counter. I don't know why. I think because mainly when I go to the produce section, it's being restocked by some high school kid who's maybe under the influence of something.
Go to Berkeley Bowl if you want to talk to the produce people.
Yeah.
They love it.
Those people just stuck their nose up at me, though. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It's okay. I get it. The meat guys always love me, though. Because I would talk baseball with them, too, or football.
You know,
football.
It's the same idea when I go and I'm like, hey, what should I use to make whatever? And they'll tell you.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
So.
Probably won't. You're not going to get that maybe at Safeway. Maybe.
No, that's probably also the problem.
But, but yeah, go get bougie. Like, put your straw hat on and your cute little tote bag and go to the farmer mm-hmm. market.
And you can also try this in Safeway. Go to a different section of the produce section and pick something out. Yeah. Give it a try. You'll find something. So big things are, to wrap everything up, so many reasons why. Pick one that sticks with you and do it. Also, pick a tip, a habit. Try something. Try something. Even if it is, all right, I always eat out or I always order out. I'm going to order another side of vegetables.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Like, how many people have you seen on the internet do the Chipotle food prep thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they order their Chipotle bowl and then they order all the fixins for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
And I promise you, it's not too expensive. And I promise you, Chipotle is happy to serve you.
Yes.
So do that. Or if you have, say, you love the Wolf on Piedmont Avenue.
Oh, fancy.
You know, you're like, we go there once a month, twice a month, whatever. Okay, cool. Next time you go, order a side dish to go of vegetables. They'll prep them up. They'll make them delicious. You know you love it. And now you have something yummy to eat all week instead of the once a week treat.
And you didn't have to cook it.
Exactly. cool. And I guarantee you, if you ask them, they'll tell you the best way to reheat it.
Yeah.
Places like that are really nice restaurants, they'll tell you the magic. So.
All right. So go eat your veggies and also meal plan and sleep and don't eat too much sugar and try a new hobby or sport.
And Ben and Robin will be better memoried next time we record. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.